Get rolling. Today we had our Black Shirt Award winners this week. On offense was Sobert and Ryan, and then on the defensive side was Burton and Niesman. And we just kind of thought those guys, between offense, defense, teams, really, you know, had a big week and did the right stuff. For today, big emphasis for our red zones. That's the second day. We put a lot of emphasis down here, and the challenge to be there for this weekend. We're in good shape from a health standpoint. It's good to have Freeman back and getting full speed work for him and, going all the way through the process. It was good to see Matt Bryant doing his thing and look great today. So one person that will be out for the game is still in the protocol is Trufant. But past that, team's in good shape, and we can't wait for the matchup.
With Trufant out, who you put in place for him?
We're going to wait and let you know that on the day of the game.
So Brian Poole's ready to go?
That's correct.
What did you want to see from his progress through the week as it went?
Just the speed, that Brian plays with. He's such a smart player. Wanted to make sure he could run and do all the things that make him so unique. So it was great to see him do his full stuff today.
Trufant being out for Sunday, can he still clear, theoretically, he could clear and not be available, or you just got to cut it off at Friday?
I'm not sure on the answer to that. I'll have to get back to you, but he is out for the game.
Okay.
So he's in the protocol, and then, go at it again for next week.
And based on what you did last week, Casey, all those guys already, if you have to go that same
if we had to, we would be in that way. But we don't anticipate that. But you never know what happens in a game
right.
And how guys play and how we feature. So
right.
It's a very good group in terms of the way they can communicate and play with one another and, all the different ways that we utilize the guys. So, we're bummed for True. But we know that happens in our game. And there's injuries that happen, and guys step up and play when they're down. The good news is it's not going to be a long-term thing, we hope, and get them back before long.
Remember?
He did, yeah.
Yeah,
he's really chomping at the bit to get going, and we're excited to have him rolling too.
And I know you talked about him earlier in the week, but Goodwin, what do you like about his progress?
I like with CJ, the speed and length that he plays with. And so, to have a corner that's that long and that tall, he can get his hands on guys and has the speed, to match with people. So that's what makes him so unique, not just on teams, but when we play him outside as well.
Coach, with it being, a big matchup at home, what kind of environment are you looking for on that side?
Well, we know firsthand how the fans can impact the game. And so that's the challenge. That's what we want to make sure that we get out to our fans. This team, we love playing for the city. And it means extra special to have our games at home. And to create that kind of environment where it can be so challenging for the road team every week is really important. So we need everybody out in force early and make sure it's as loud a venue as it could possibly be. So it's going to be a great matchup.
A lot of the players are participating in the My Calls, My Cleats, but I know you're participating as well. What organization will you be supporting and why?
I'm supporting the TAPS program. So it's the Tragedy Assistance Programs for Survivors, and this will come just 2 weeks off of where we had a game that we dedicated so much of that, to fallen heroes. So it's a cause we're really passionate about, and one I'm really proud to wear the shoes and the TAPS honor for this game.
How's working with them made you a better man, a better person?
I think it has, I have real gratitude and appreciation for the military, and oftentimes we don't get the chance to talk about the families, that were really affected. So being a part of that event and knowing that we can help the legacy of the men and women and husbands, daughters, brothers that have fallen stay consistent. One of the families said, a person dies two times, once when they physically die and the second when you stop saying their name. And so that really resonated with me to know that here's a way that we're going to continue to honor these heroes that did so much for us.
Dan, I apologize. Did you wear cleats last time? Did you wear some
last time? Last year?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What about these? I mean, what design are they?
They're not cleats exactly. So you just have to wait like everybody else, Vaughn. Come on. All right. But, no, I'm very honored to be part of the program. And I think it's one of the cool things, many things that the NFL does that allows the players to say, here's some awareness to an issue, a topic, an organization. And I'm really proud to be part of that as well.